Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, welcome back. And today I like to talk to you about time. It recently was kind of reiterated in an audiobook that I was listening to. And the point about time is that I believe we're not talking enough about it. Yes, we speak about, you know, like we have to be on time and we have to hustle to get everything done in time. And we have deadlines that need to be met so that the project can move forward. But time conceptually is not really that much in the discussion, at least, and maybe it's just me because I haven't really seen it that much in a discussion. But one thing I want to point out for anybody that is listening on a regular basis, and I really want to thank you guys for being regular listeners to our podcast. So what I want to point out is, and if you really step back for a moment, there is no amount of money that you could pay somewhere to get 1 minute or 1 hour of time back. Right. And there are many, many stories and movies and stuff where you see a scene where people say, I wish I had one more minute. Or I wish I had one more day. Or I wish I had a few more hours with this person to ask certain questions or to tell them how much I love them and so forth and so forth. And those are just examples to say time is the same for all of us. We all have the same 24 hours, and my wife is always joking to say, hey, can you go and find the place where we need to apply so we can get a 36-hour day and get all the stuff done in 1 day? So I haven't found that, and without joking, in all honesty, that obviously doesn't exist. So we all have the same 24 hours, the same 12 months, the same 365 days a year, and the same lifespan, plus or minus a little bit, if we're healthy. So time is not something that we can make more of or that we can buy any extra. We get what we get and we have to be content with that. So that begs then the question, how are we using the time that we have? And by the way, somebody recently wrote, you know, and you might want to check this, that we all have basically 4,000 weeks. And you can ask yourself, okay, how many of those have I actually used, and have I used them wisely? Have I used them the way I really want to use them? And what is my mission in this third phase of my life is to really help you to get to the point where you have the freedom to decide what you want to do with your time. Physically, you have to sleep a certain amount of hours. So most people need 6, 7, 8 hours. So that's kind of a given, right? If you want to be healthy. But then if you go and say, okay, well, I'm sleeping 8 hours a day, that leaves the other, 16 hours of each day to do something different with. And if you think about, if you take out of those 16 hours, 10 hours to do a job, and some people sadly have to use 12 and 14 hours to do two jobs, right? Then that leaves almost nothing for you to do anything meaningful or developmental for yourself or with your family or with your kids or with any hobby that you have and so forth. So the goal should be, how can we, outside of sleeping, get to use as much of the time that we have every day? And one approach that can help you there is to have passive income sources, different things that actually generate income without you having to be there and provide time in return. Or some people call it exchanging time for money. If you go for a job and you be there at 8:30 in the morning for 9 hours until 5:30 in the afternoon, you get paid for providing those 9 hours to your employer. Even if you don't have an hourly job, there are certain tasks that you're expected to do, however many hours it takes, and then you get $5,000 or $10,000 or $8,000 or $7,000 a month. So basically, you get compensated for the time that you spend. And obviously, you're not just spending time sitting in a chair, but you're doing meaningful work. But it's still, you're getting paid for being there and doing work for someone else. So what I'm saying is, let us help you. And if you want to find out how, please go to idealinvestorshow.com. And there's a button that says book a call, and you and I can have a conversation to find out how can we get you to a point where you get the freedom initially to work less hours and then maybe only half hours instead of 9 hours or 10 hours a day, maybe 4 or 5 or only three days a week. and ultimately having the freedom to say, you know what, I'm generating enough passive income that I really don't have to exchange my precious time for money anymore. That's what we call the time freedom point. The point in the evolution of your investing career where you can say, okay, I know I need $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month to cover all my expenses, and my passive income is doing that for me. So now I have the freedom to use these 16 hours a day for whatever I want, besides the 8 hours of sleep. So that's really the goal, and that's why I think we should pay much more attention on what is time, how is time used, what are we doing with our time. Is it smart to exchange all our lives, our precious time, for money? And can we do something different? And I would say absolutely emphatically, yes, we can do something different. The sooner you start investing in something that generates passive income, the sooner you can get out of that situation where you have to exchange time for money to afford your life. And I want to be your mentor and help you with that. So get in touch and let's talk about it. That's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.